This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Greg McElroy now does sit down with us here the morning shift as
this DC. Guy has been creating news already.
I know.
On the day one.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. The question I have for you, Greg, and you know how we are in the media. First off, do you consider yourself a media member? Because
yeah.
I work with a former football player who is just adamant, do not call him a member of the media. Randy McMichael refuses to be a member of the media, despite doing as well of a job. So you're a media member now.
I'm media.
Okay.
I don't love the title, but you have to just kind of call it what it is. Like, I mean, you can't – if you work in this profession, you're part of the media. Like, I hate to break it to you.
So maybe you've seen –
that bad. I don't know.
It's not. But that's
no,
just – that's Randy.
But now you get lumped in with people with hot takes and bad questions and can you
no
talk
question.
About and, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
Kalen DeBoer in the Alabama contingent, quarterback missing. We thought maybe Ty Simpson would be here. He is not.
Yeah.
Has there been an explanation or any observations as to why?
No, I mean, I think it's as simple as he hasn't won the job yet.
Yeah. Is that a problem?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, in a perfect world, like when I was going through my quarterback competition in 2009, like I think I had it solidified by the end of the first day of spring practice. Like, I mean, it was just very clear. It was very obvious. Like, it was my turn. I had waited. You know, it wasn't dramatic at all. I mean, I don't think a single other guy ever got a number one rep. Like, it was just boom. And it was very seamless and it was easy to kind of identify that. And I could establish myself as a leader in spring. But if you don't have a guy that is clearly separated, like, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you have to kind of allow those guys to separate. And if a guy doesn't, then that competition now in college football, you see guys playing multiple quarterbacks throughout the course of a season now. So I don't think it's a problem. Ideally, you'd have your guy already. But I also don't think there have been a lot of scenarios down really horribly if that guy hasn't established himself. Because a couple years back, I remember sitting there, Brian Kelly's first game, LSU's playing Florida State, they're in New Orleans. And Brian Kelly's like, man, I got to be honest with you, this has been a brutal quarterback competition. I don't know which direction I'm going to go. We're going to go with Jaden Daniels, but this Nussmeier kid's really good too. So that, I think, kind of explains it. Like, if you got good options, it's not a problem at all.
Greg McElroy joining us, courtesy of Winston Farms, which we'll get to here in a minute because apparently they got some really good chicken that Greg can expound on. As you know, we are in Atlanta. Our co-host who decided to take vacation,
love that,
this week is Mike Johnson, one of your former offensive linemen.
Yes,
I've heard. I think it was a Mike Johnson national championship story you've told. But Michael talk about like practice, and he tells a story about getting into maybe yelling at Saban one day at practice, and then going to his office and apologizing. But you gotta have some Mike Johnson stories for us because guy seemed to be a little bit more angry when he played.
Well, actually, one of my favorite Mike Johnson stories is it predates Nick Saban. which is kind of hard to do in Tuscaloosa. But I just remember vividly, I remember sitting there, like Mike Johnson, the O-line coach before Joe Pendry, who was the O-line coach under Saban, was a guy named Bob Connolly. And Bob Connolly like has kind of a funny voice. Yeah, I knew what you kind of like talks like that. Like kind of has like a little bit of like a big chin, you know. I mean, you can just sense it. So I could just vividly remember Mike Johnson like having kind of practice and then going in to have a meeting with Bob Connolly.
I know what you're thinking, Mike Johnson. You're fat. I'm slow. I'm sweaty. It's hot. Coach Connolly's a huge jerk. And like just wore him out. And it's like, here's Bob Connolly and here's Mike Johnson.
It's like, Mike Johnson could end his life right now. And these O-line coaches get off on like just ripping these guys that could wear them out. So that was like one of my earliest memories. I was a true freshman. And like the O-line coach just ripping Mike to death, because Mike is like a dang good football player.
Yeah.
Like if not for injuries, that dude's still playing in the NFL. Like one of the best guys I ever played with. And these O-line coaches like clearly saw something in him. Like, we're going to poke this cat until he gets going, because he was not a starter at that point and soon became one, man. But I don't know. I love that guy. He was such an important part of our team. And, you know, really, I mean, very helpful for me as kind of a young leader on the team to kind of follow his lead and kind of match how he held guys accountable.
It's funny you say that, because I saw the early anger from Mike. Because I covered him when he played with the Falcons, and,
right.
And I've traveled with them for years, and Mike doesn't even know we were in the same place at the same time. We were traveling with the team when he was playing with them, and we were talking about Bryce Young as he was coming out, and I said, well, Bryce Young would have been a lot better this in his last season of line, could have protected him. And he stood up, and we're in our studio, and he stands up, and I was like, oh, I might have poked the bear.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we ain't talking about offensive line, because – and, all, you know, and he came at me, and I was like, here I am taking it for the quarterback. So I saw right off the bat that I had poked the bear. But real quick.
He also, I can kind of remember, he is, we've got each other on the sideline, like, right in each other's, we just both run hot. I mean, I don't really know how else to describe it.
That's what leaders and alphas do,
yeah,
right?
I guess, I suppose. He was a little more alpha than me, though, just because he was 6'5", 310. You know, it was a little different. At 6'2", 220, I didn't quite have that level of alpha where I can end conversations with my fist. But I do like this too about Mike Johnson. Like Mike Johnson, one of our other offensive linemen, David Ross. David Ross bet Mike Johnson a pretty substantial amount of money. I don't recall exactly how much. Might have been $1,000 for a college kid. This was like $1,000 might as well have been $2 million. For us back then, like we lived like kings at $600.
By the way, $1,000 might be $2 million for me right now. So.
Like, well, I don't know. I mean, I honestly, like it was a substantial amount of money that Mike Johnson would be drafted in the first three rounds, and Mike Johnson took the bet, said there's no chance. Mike Johnson, I think, got drafted like middle of the third round and had to pay up to my boy in college like $1,000. And he was a senior in college.
Oh, that's
you think he tried
so, oh my God! Do you want to talk about like the biggest night ever? Like we had $1,000 to play with, and it was Mike's money. Let's go, boys! That was pretty fun too.
I've
forgotten
awesome.
That one.
I've never heard of
right
a story
now.
Of a guy that maybe was hoping to slide out of that round.
Yeah,
that was
Mike really
that
hope
night.
I fall to four.
Well, it's funny now. I know why his draft night, because he's told draft night stories before. Now I know why they were. Hey, who do you think? You know, there's a lot of talk about the position you play. You know, talk about something, you know, we don't have to talk about Mike Johnson the whole time. But who do you think right now is the best quarterback in the SEC? Because it seems like Arch is kind of being crowned in one way. There's some other guys coming back. I think DJ Lagway, if he stays healthy, has a claim to it. But you can play the position at a very high level. I mean, who do you think is the best quarterback in the SEC right now?
Yeah, Arch is he's the anointed, right? And understandably, I mean – I think with Arch, he transcends college football. Like, there are NFL fans in y'all's market, and I'm sure they're probably have a slight interest in what the Texas Longhorns are doing. Never watch college football, but, man, you know what? I'd like to check out Arch Manning, because he might be the next great one, right? I mean, we kind of long for the past, and Arch is kind of symbolic in a way of, oh, Peyton and Eli and the – in my opinion, the best days in the history of the NFL were when Peyton, Eli, Tom Brady, and those guys in the mid to late 2000s were going toe-to-toe. Like, that, to me, was the heyday of the NFL. Doesn't mean that it's not still great. I just think that was my most enjoyable time consuming it. So I think that's why there's so much coverage of Arch. Is it overblown? Probably. You know, we can't really help it. It's already a bit of a firestorm. You almost kind of have to, at this point, lean into it. But, I mean, it's all, I don't know how you live up to the expectations that have been established for him. The best guy for me, though, I like Mateer from Oklahoma, John Mateer.
Let's go.
This guy's a stud.
Let's go.
He's electric. You know, it's will it work as well in the SEC as it did against Mountain West competition?
Right.
You know, I don't know. Like, that's the big question. Like, watching the tape, the guy's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that they had Jaden Ott next to him.
Oh, that helps a lot. Just kind of a thumper, like just a guy that's going to run behind his pads. Like, I think Oklahoma's sneaky.
That's what
we're
talking
about. Real sneaky. So I think, yeah, it's a good one to latch on to because there's four teams that have separated themselves. You have Bama, LSU, Georgia, and Texas. Those teams, I think, are separate. There's a little gap there, but I think next up is Oklahoma. I think they're that good. And if quarterback play can be as good as I think it can be, and they can stay healthy. I mean, last year they had the injury bug. They had a real shot of, causing some serious problems.
Yeah, college football analyst for ESPN, Greg McElroy, joining us. Also national championship quarterback there for Alabama. We were talking earlier. I just think what Kalen DeBoer has walked into has been a little bit unfair, and it continues to be. But the conversation is going to be the conversation because fans make it the conversation.
Of course.
What does this year mean for him? What do they need to accomplish for him to get past this conversation, get this off his back, and really be dialed in knowing that Alabama's committed to him, he's committed to Alabama?
Well, I don't think anyone's questioning the commitment. Like, the university, the athletic director, the alumni, all 100% support Kalen DeBoer.
But noise is noise sometimes.
Noise is noise, but I don't think it's from sources that would have
enough impact.
Any impact whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just being very honest, guy's got a 10-year contract. Like, he's not gonna so like, he could go 1-11, and it wouldn't make a difference. So I think when you look at all of this, there were four jobs that came open when Alabama came open last year. When Nick Saban retired, Michigan, Washington, and Arizona. Those three other jobs all came open. You could only recruit from those three places because the portal was closed for everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody was recruiting Bama's players because guess what? They're better than players at Arizona and at Washington. Not necessarily Tetrarow and McMillan, but that's an anomaly, okay? So if you look at those three programs, their coaches that took over those programs essentially had to kind of like sell their soul. Like, all right, guys, I'm desperate. If you leave, we don't have a team. We can't practice. You have to stay. I'll do whatever it takes to get you to stay. So they had to kind of give away the keys to the car. And as a result, I think outside of the last two games for Michigan, they were on track to be the most disappointing defending champ in the history of college football. Washington, off a national championship berth, went 6-6. Arizona was a preseason favorite in the Big 12, had everybody back, and went 4-8. So if you look at the other programs, was Bama's season really that bad? Okay, yes, you lose to Vandy, but sometimes you run into a buzzsaw. I ran into one at South Carolina in 2010. It happens.
Yeah, I remember that game.
I mean, it happens. Like, you just sometimes team has a hot hand, you lose.
Alshon Jeffrey that game.
Alshon Jeffrey went for like 210 and three touchdowns. It was absurd. They throw a pick in the end zone against Tennessee. They could have won that game and honestly had several opportunities to win that game. And if not for two throws, I think that game is probably a win for Bama. And then they didn't show up against Oklahoma. But still, 10-2 in your first season when most of the guys are not going to be held accountable the same way they would have been the year before because you had to give them everything just to get them to stay. I don't think it's necessarily fair. So I think Kalen's going to do he's a really good football coach.
Yeah, I think people just kind of dismiss what he did at Washington. What he was, I mean, he had Michael Penix as the OC at Indiana. He had him one way. He played in one way because he needed to. And then they got out to Washington. He recreated what Michael Penix was and went to a national title game. Real quick, we got to get you out of here. Because I know you got to get on the air.
Yeah.
We got to go Wayne Sanderson Farms and their chicken.
Yeah, they're just the best, man. Like, I don't know about you guys. Like, I'm out grilling almost every night.
All the time.
Seriously, like almost every night right now. We actually got some tongs. We'll make sure you guys get a pair. There you go. We got the tongs rolling. We're in good shape. They're actually really nice tongs. I was like, these are great. I'll take one.
Oh, Barney put one aside to make sure.
I saw this box in there. I was like, well, I can use this. I've got everything. I've got an egg, a Traeger. I mean, everything.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You can never have enough tongs. Like, I always get them dirty. Like, it's just ridiculous. So I'm glad that they brought such a great gift. But, like, I am really, really excited about this partnership. It just makes sense. Like, they've invested in our communities in the Southeast for so long. They've invested in the poultry science departments at several SEC universities. They're kind of aligned with our culture. So now to kind of make it a marriage, to see them as the official chicken of the SEC is just long overdue. Very, very excited about it. And you can go and get two tickets, airfare, hotel, all that stuff to the SEC championship game. Swag, you name it. It's going to be a tremendous trip. All you got to do is just go to Sanderson Farms on Instagram, tag a friend, and you're submitted. They'll decide the winner a little later this year. So going to the SEC title game on Sanderson Farms Dime, that's pretty exciting as well. So,
that's really cool.
Really happy to have him in the team.
Greg, we appreciate it. We'd love to have you back when Mike's on the air with us. We can chop it up. We'll try to figure out how to make that work, but thanks so much for stopping
before
by.
Before our show, we're good. We'll make it happen. Tell Mikey, say hello, please.
Will do. That's Greg McElroy, national champion, quarterback, ESPN analyst on the morning shift.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.